亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是圣灵立你们为长老，讲到在教会里面年长的 在教会里面有一个责任，就是要来牧养神的群羊，来照顾这些年轻人。让我们一起来分享。
Well, praise the Lord. That was good to hear you sing in a few hallelujahs.
赞美主，听到您唱哈利路亚很好。
There'll be a better day yet when the hallelujah becomes spontaneous.
当哈利路亚成为自发的时候会更好。
You don't even need to have a song to be able to say it.
你甚至不需要有一首歌才说得出来。
But you have to be careful of that, though. I have to warn you.
我这样警告你要小心。
I think I told you before, but my wife's grandmother.
我想我以前跟你们讲过。
Was full of hallelujahs.
我太太的祖母她充满了哈利路亚。
But her son, my wife's father.
但是她的儿子，也就是我太太的。
Was a nice, comfortable, sincere Baptist.
他是一个很好的、很自在的、很诚恳的浸信会的会友。
And the Baptists are quiet people.
浸信会的人是很安静的人。
And they don't mind a quiet hallelujah.
他们不在意安静的哈利路亚。
Preferably without your lips moving.
最好是你嘴唇都不要动。
But nothing really voiced, you know.
但是最好就是没有出声的。
It's disturbing.
如果出了声的话，就会觉得被打扰。
It disturbs the peace.
会打扰了平安。
And you can't sleep well when your peace is disturbed.
当你的平安被打扰的时候，就睡不好的。
And it's some people think it's nice to go to church and listen to a sermon that lulls them to sleep, you know.
你知道，有的人觉得说到教会里去听场道，然后让他们睡着了，这是好的。
And once in a while, he would take his mother to church.
有时候他会带他的妈妈去教会。
Oh, it was a daring thing to do.
他这样做是很大胆的。
Maybe he didn't like to, but sometimes she insisted.
虽然他不喜欢这样做，但是有时候这妈妈会坚持。
And the preacher would be going along nicely.
传道人会好好的进行下去。
Going through his subject very carefully.
很小心的讲他的主题。
And about halfway through, you know, people begin to nod.
差不多讲到一半的时候，你知道人们就开始。
Begin to relax.
开始点头了，开始放轻松。
Agree with everything that was said.
同意就是讲的一切。
No one had any energy to dispute.
没有任何人有精力来争论的。
And then he'd say something really nice.
然后他就说一些真正很好的东西。
And my wife's grandmother would shout,
Hallelujah! 我太太母亲就会喊出来 Hallelujah!
But it spoiled all the service.
就破坏了整个聚会。
Woke everybody up.
把每个人都给吵醒了。
And her father was deeply embarrassed.
他的爸爸就很难为情。
Because this, so I said I had to warn you, be careful where you say hallelujah spontaneously.
所以我跟你说，当你要自发的讲哈利路亚的时候，要很小心你是在哪里讲。
But it's nice for people to have a spontaneous hallelujah.
但是人们如果有自发的哈利路亚是很好的。
And to feel it inside.
而且里面有感觉到。
Or else a glory to God or some other little ejaculation that kind of just pops out by itself.
就是荣耀神或者说任何的这样的赞美的话就是自发的涌出来了。
Of course it's much easier when you have a chorus that says just the nice right words.
当然如果有一首小小的诗歌它刚好讲的话对就是比较容易的。那么这个每个人都能够唱。
But you know, I've noticed in my scientific studies,
但是你知道当我在研读科学的时候我注意到一点
That a bucket doesn't spill over unless it's full
一个水桶除非满了不然它就不会溢出来
Have you observed that scientific fact?
你们有没有注意过这个科学事实
A bucket empty doesn't spill over, does it?
空的水桶不会溢出来
So if a hallelujah kind of spills over or a glory to God spills over you know the bucket's full
所以如果哈利路亚或是荣耀归神溢出来的时候你就会知道那个水桶是满的
And that's always encouraging
这总是激励人的
It's good for us to keep a full bucket
我们保持满的桶子是好的
I'd like to share with you tonight a little bit about the Holy Spirit again.
今天晚上我要再次来跟大家稍微分享一下圣灵。
I'm going first to the book of Acts.
首先我们要来看使徒行传。
And the 20th chapter.
使徒行传第二十章。
And the 28th verse.
二十章第二十八节。使徒行传第二十章二十八节，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Now, we're going back in the same chapter to verse 17.
我们回头看同一章的第十七节。十七节，保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。
Now he was in Miletus, and he called for the elders of the church of Ephesus.
他在米利都打发人请以弗所教会的长老来。
And you could read all he said to them if you want to, but I want to pick up now again the 18th verse.
如果你要的话，你可以读这个所有的，但是我现在还是要来看第二十八节。
Now these were the elders.
这些人是长老。
In the Bible, the word elder means, can you guess?
在圣经里面，长老这个字的意思，你们猜猜看。
Anybody?
有没有人猜？
What does the word elder mean?
长老这个词是什么意思？
Elder. Just plain elder.
就是单单的就是长老，就是年纪比较年长人。
We're not talking about apostles.
我们不是在讲使徒。
Or missionaries, or pastors, or co-workers.
也不是在讲宣教师、牧师或者同工，或是全时间的同工。
We're talking about elders.
我们在讲的是长老。
The older people in the congregation.
就是在会众当中比较年长的人。
They don't have any position.
他们没有任何的地位。
They were just elders.
他们就是年长的人。
Now the Bible says that when people get old.
当人们年纪大了，圣经就这样说。
A few years more and I'll be one of those.
再过几年，我也会成为这样子的。
Maybe 10 or 15 years.
或许再过十年、十五年。
It doesn't mean anything more than that.
这个意思就只有字面上的意
思。There are people in the church that have different positions and ministries and so on.
有人有不同的位置，不同的侍奉。
I want to emphasize he did not call the ministers of the church.
但是我要你注意，他并不是在服侍教会的人。
Unless they were one of the elders.
除非那些人是长老之一。
Because, Paul in one of his letters calls himself an elder.
因为保罗在他的书信之一也自
I mean Peter, excuse me.
对不起，彼得他在书信之一也自称为长老。
And John in the book of 2 John calls himself the elder.
约翰在约翰二书的时候也称他自己为长老。
That means he was apostle, yes, but he was getting along in years.
这意思是说他是使徒，但是他那时候年纪大了。
So I want to really stab in your mind these.Were not ministers particularly, they were just older people.
所以我要你心中先有一个概念，就是说这些人他们未必是牧师传道人，而他们只是年长的人。
And that's why I find it so strange that he would say this to them.
这就是为什么我发觉居然对他们说这样的话是很奇怪的。
I can understand it better if he had said this to the apostles.
如果保罗这个话是对
Or the prophets.
或是跟先知说的话，我可以了解。
Or the pastors.
或是对牧师说。
Or teachers.
或是对教师说
While we're on this, let's just deviate a little bit and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
当我们才在讲的时候，我们就稍微离题一下，我们来看哥林多前书十二章。
And we'll see a list of the church officers.
我们会看到许多教会的职分。
Or with a position of some kind.
或是说他们有某种的地位。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
It says, now God,
神,
it doesn't say church board,
没有说教会的执事会、董事会,
it doesn't say church president,
也没有说教会的领导的人,
it doesn't say pastoral committee.
也没有说牧师团。
He says God did this.
而是说这是神做的。
He says from the church, first apostles.
二十八节，神在教会所设立的第一是使徒。
Secondarily, prophets.
第二是先知。
Thirdly, teachers.
第三是教师。
And after that.
其次。
You got first, second, third.
我们有了第一、第二、第三。
Now after that is fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
再下来就有四、五、六、七。
After that is miracles.
在那个之后是行异能的。
Then gifts of healing.
再次是得恩赐医病的。
Healths.
帮助人的。
Governments.
治理事的。
And diversities of tongues.
说方言的。
Now these are all things that God set in the church.
这些都是神在教会所设立的。
And they.A church that's really operating in the Holy Spirit will have those different gifts operating in the church.
真正在圣灵里面运作的教会，教会当中会有这些不同的恩赐在运行着。
But I want to call to your attention that he did not call any of these people. He called the elders.
但是我要你注意，保罗在找的不是这边所讲的，他在找的是长老。
And this is what he said to them.
他对长老这样说
：Take heed to yourselves.
你们自己要谨慎。
And to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers.
圣灵立你们做全群的
监督。To feed the church of God.
监督也要为全群谨慎来牧养神的教会。
In other words, even though they had no position, they were not prophets, they were not teachers, they were not apostles, they were not those with gifts of healing.
换句话说，虽然他们没有一个位置，
elders, but they still had a responsibility.
不是牧师，他们也不是教师，也不是任何的职分，但是呢
you know,
他们还是有责任。你知道神有一些要给每一个人的。
We're not just left to, well, I'm not apostle, I'm not a pastor, I'm not even a pastor, a youth pastor, so I don't have to do anything but just sit and listen.
不是说好，我不是牧师，我也不是青少年的牧师，我什么都不是，所以我只要坐在那里听就好了。
He says, "I want you to take heed to yourself."
这里说，我要你自己谨慎。
You've got a responsibility.
你有一个责任。
As an older person in the church,
身为教会里面比较年长的人
he says, "You have a responsibility to the people in your congregation."
他说，你对会众当中的人有责任。
Because he's made you overseers.
因为他立你做监督。
Now that doesn't mean they are tyrants. Don't misunderstand me.
这意思不是讲他们是暴君，不要误会我的意思。
But they scrutinize. They see when someone is needing problems and needing help. Having problems and needing help.
当他看到人们有问题需要帮助的时候。
They are there to guide and to help because they've lived a longer time in the things of God.
他们就能够在那里帮助，能够引导，因为他们在神的事情里面已经活得比较久
了。They have a responsibility to others.
他们对别人有个责任。
And he says to feed the church of God that he's purchased with his own blood.
这里说要牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Now he says the Holy Spirit has done this.
这里讲这件事情是圣灵做的。
The fact that you've lived all these years, learned so many things in the way of God,
你们既然已经活了这么多年，已经学会了很多神的道
gives you a responsibility to the younger men and the younger women.
所以就把一个照顾年轻男女的责任交给了你
to help them in their way through life.
来帮助他们走生命的道路
In Bible times, and I think you Chinese people will understand this better than the American people.
在圣经的时代，我想中国人会了解这点胜过美国人。
In Bible times, age was appreciated.
在圣经时代，人们会看重年纪。
Life is a struggle.
人生是一个挣扎。
And every help we can get, we need to be thankful for.
我们所能够得到的任何一个帮助，我们都需要为此感谢。
We can go through without help.
我们可能过日子却没有帮助。
But I learned many years ago.
但是我很多年前就学会。
Help is.
有帮助好得多了。
When my father died, I was very poor.
当我父亲过世的时候，我很穷。
But I wanted to be a violinist.
但是我想要做一个小提琴家。
And I.Inherited a violin, a nice violin from my father.
我父亲遗留给我一个很好的小提琴。
I determined I was going to be a violinist.
我就下定决心要做个小提琴家。
And I practiced faithfully, but I had no teacher.
我就很 忠实的不断的练习。No money for a teacher. 但是我没有老师，我也没有钱可以付给老师。
But every day I plodded on.
但是每天我就一直拉。
And then about 5 years later,
差不多五年之后
I got a teacher.
我有了一个老师。
And I didn't know whether to be glad or sorry.
我不晓得我是要高兴还是要难过。
I remember I tried to work one particular thing on the violin for 2 years and I couldn't do it.
我记得小提琴上有一点我努力了两年都做不到。
And the teacher showed me how to do it. In 5 minutes I could do it.
老师告诉我怎么做，我五分钟就做到了。
Here I'd spent 2 miserable years.
而我居然已经过了很悲惨的两年。
Trying to do that combination of actions and
试着要做那个动作的组合却做不到。
And that was just one occasion. There were several.
那只是一次，有几次。
And I began to learn the value of teachers.
我开始看重老师的价值。
They can help you a lot.
老师可以帮助你很多。
Or you can learn anyway.
不管怎么样，你都可以学。
And I did learn a lot of things.
我确实也学会了很多东西。
And my own teacher asked me, "Well, who was your teacher?" I said, "Nobody." Well, they couldn't believe me. They thought I was lying.
我自己的老师问我说：“你的老师是谁？”我说：“没有人。
”Because I did learn some things.
因为我确实学会了一些东西。
But a lot of work to learn it.
但是学习那些东西花了多少的力气。
And so there is a responsibility to those who are younger than we are and struggling along through life and especially Christian life.
所以对那些比我们年轻的在生命中挣扎，尤其是那些在走基督徒的人生当中挣扎的，我们有责任。
Responsibility.
就一方面来说，圣灵给我们每一个人都有责任。
Let's go back to this book, Word in Corinthians. Let's look at some of the things the Holy Spirit does set in the church.
我们回到哥林多前书第十二章，我们来看一看神在教会里面设立的一些。
God sent some first apostles.
十二章二十八节，神在教会所设立的第一是使徒。
Well, you don't need many apostles in a church.
在教会里面不需要很多使徒。
One's quite sufficient.
只要一个就足够了。
And if you have one, be thankful.
如果你有一位，你就要感谢了。
I see many churches without him.
我看到很多的教会没有使徒。
Next, prophets.
第二个是先知。
And we're talking about people that really have the prophetic gift and really hear from God.
这里讲的是说有一个有些人他们真正有发预言的恩赐，真正听到神的声音。
Because anybody can say, "Yea, thus saith the Lord."
因为任何人都可以说耶和华如此说。
But that doesn't mean it's true.
但是不意味就是真的。
That doesn't mean it's God.
不意味就是出自神的。
In Hawaii, I heard a so-called young prophet stand and give a prophecy.
在夏威夷，我听到有一个所谓的年轻的先知，他站起来要发预言。
I presume he wanted to encourage the people.
我想他大概是想要鼓励大家。
And it was at the close of the service.
那个时候已经在聚会的尾声。
And he rose and said,
他就起来说
Yea, thus saith the Lord to you.
耶和华对你们如此说。
I have been with you tonight.
今天晚上我一直跟你们在一起。
It was a good service.
这是好的，那是好聚会的。
And I will be with you tomorrow night.
我明天晚上也会和你们在一起。
And I say unto you, I shall be with you Sunday.
我跟你们说，我礼拜天还要跟你们在一起。
And even more, I say unto you, I shall be with you next Wednesday.
更多的，我下礼拜三还要和你们在一起。
Pastor, we have a service Wednesday night, don't we?
牧师，我们下礼拜三晚上有聚会，对不对
？Or I heard one more.
我还听到另外一个。
Yea, as the Lord took Moses.To the heavens in a chariot of fire. Yea, I say unto you, yea, I, the Lord, doth make a mistake. It wasn't Moses, it was Elijah.
我耶和华，我耶和华对你们说，我就用火车带着摩西上到了天上。不，我耶和华犯了一个错，不是摩西，是以利亚。
We're not talking about those kind of prophets.
我们在讲的不是这种先知。
But the real ones.
而是真的。
And third.
第三个。
Teachers.
教师。
After that,
其次
miracles.
行异能的。
Then gifts of healing.
再次是得恩赐医病的。
And helps.
帮助人的。天哪。
Now God's saying He set these wonderful ministries into the church.
神说他把这些很美好的侍奉设立在教会里面。
Helps.
帮助人的。
Now that doesn't mean someone in the congregation says help.
这个意思不是说在会众当中有人说哎呀求救了。
Doesn't mean that, does it, Sammy?
这个意思不是这样子，对不对
？And governments. and diversities of tongues.
治理事的说方言的。
You know, I've lived a long time in the church.
你知道我在教会里面活了很久。
I heard people say to me they've been called to be apostles.
我听到有人跟我说他们蒙召要做使徒。
Others have said prophets, others said teachers.
有的人说他蒙召要做先知，要做教师。
Others have said pastors.
有的说要做牧师。
But I never yet have had one person say to me he was called to be a help.
但是我还不曾有人跟我说过他蒙召要做帮助人的。
Have you ever had one? I'm just called to be a help, nothing more.
我蒙召就是要做帮助人的。
Wherever I can, I just want to help.
只要我可以的地方，我就想要帮助。
It seems like some churches have very scarcity of apostles and very scarcity of helps.
好像有的教会很缺少使徒，也很缺少帮助人的。
But yes, God has done that.
但是是的，神这样子设立了。
Very clearly.
这里讲得很清楚。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit to set persons in their place.
这是圣灵的工作，就是把人立在他应有的位置上。
Somehow we have the feeling that some ministries are so much greater than others.
不晓得怎么样，我们有一种感觉，认为说有的事工大过其他的事工。
They are.
他们是的。
But we have something else we do.
但是我们还做另外一件事情。
The person that has that ministry is better than others.
有那个侍奉的人比别人好。
Now the ministry is better, but the person isn't.
那个事工是比较好，但是人并不是。
Do you ever think of that?
这个你有没有想过？
A gift is a gift.
恩赐就是恩赐。
If God gives a gift to you, fine, use it.
若神给你一个恩赐，好，你去用。
But that doesn't make you better than somebody else.
但是这不会使你比别人好。
Or him better than somebody else.
也不会使那个人比别人好。
And therefore,
因此
God has set these people in the church.
神把这些人设立在教会里。
And as the church gets older, they get older.
当教会渐渐年长了，他们也会年长。将来有一天，他们也会成为教会的长老。不管他们的恩赐是什么，他们都会有所增添，
experience.
都会再加上的经验。
And as the years go by, they will learn much.
随着岁月的过去，他们会学会很多事情。
And there is something as we learn.As we learn in God, we can give to others.
当我们在神里面学会了，我们就可以给别人。
I think what's necessary is a sense of responsibility.
我想需要的就是一种责任感。
A sense that the congregation, my church, doesn't owe me anything; I owe them.
这种感觉就是我的教会没有欠我任何东西，是我欠他们的。
They've ministered to me. They've protected me. They've taught me.
他们服侍我，保护我，教导我，帮助了我。
Now I must pay my debt.
而现在我必须来还我的债。
And these that have been in church a long time, these elders,
这些长老在教会已经很久了。
Have a much larger debt to pay.
他们的要付的债大得多。
To help the younger ones.
去帮助年轻的人
as they have been helped when they were younger
就像当他们年轻的时候受到帮助一样